It's too cold this time of year to take a dip in these waters of Lake Ontario, but the water temperature is just fine for some businesses in downtown Toronto. For the past several years, some firms have been buying cold water from deep in the lake and using it in their businesses. Here at the Steam Whistle Brewery, they're happy to put Lake Ontario to work. Plant manager Charlie Mifsud says the lake water helps run the brewery's air conditioning unit in the summer and refrigeration units year-round.
We could have went with the normal refrigeration units, Freon, for example, which is, if it leaks out, is bad for the atmosphere, for the ozone layer. So we thought of the environmentally friendly, economics, and so on, and it's really working well.
Mifsud says it's a little more expensive up front to buy lake water instead of using more electricity to run the air conditioner and refrigerators.
But when you consider the maintenance and the overheads, it balances in economics.
This past August, about a dozen more Toronto buildings tapped into the lake water cooling system for their air conditioning needs, and more firms are expected to do so this summer. The Toronto Environmental Alliance says at first it worried about warmed up water being returned to the lake. But then it was decided the piped in water would be sent to the city's drinking water filtration system. Now city residents get two uses from the water, and the water doesn't go back to Lake Ontario until it's been through wastewater treatment. Here in Wisconsin, along the shores of Lake Michigan, the apparent success of Toronto's system excites longtime renewable energy advocate Jerry Friedenfeld. He's been pushing for two decades to have Milwaukee invest in deep water cooling. Friedenfeld says with Milwaukee-based We Energies trying to build a massive power plant in Oak Creek, it's time for a serious look at saving electricity by using the lake.
I would like somebody to put up some money and to invite the Canadians here and say, look, you know more about this than we do. Make a study here, tell us how much you would charge, but let's stop this nonsense about building more power plants.
A We Energies employee recently looked at Toronto's cooling water system, but officially the company says it remains committed to its core business of power generation. Friedenfeld's reply,
the heck was the core business. I focus on what's good for us, for the people.
Friedenfeld acknowledges that it would take miles of additional piping and millions more dollars to connect the once-used Lake Michigan water to Milwaukee's drinking water purification plants. But he contends with electricity prices on the rise, it'll someday be less costly to go for a cold one of lake water. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.